Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two arrests made in Fox Park after finding large amount of meth. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On Tuesday around 4 p.m., sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant at a residence on Sammy Avenue in Fox Park. They arrested a 64-year-old man and a 40-year-old man on drug charges. The search resulted in seizing a pound of methamphetamine from the residence, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. The 64-year-old man was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and felony intent to distribute a controlled substance. Reynolds said during the search and subsequent arrest, the 40-year-old man, identified as Daniel Wiley, intentionally provided false identification to deputies and refused to comply with requests. He was ultimately arrested and charged with interference with an officer, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of marijuana. Both were transported to the detention center without further incident. House Speaker pro tempore Clark Stith told his fellow representatives to focus on issues that are the most important to the residents of Wyoming during the final days of the session. The deadline for bills to be moved out of committee is today, February 24th. Any legislation that does not meet the deadline will not be considered this session. Stith, from Sweetwater County, said the Republican majority is working on the issues that affect Wyoming families, including cost of living concerns, what is being taught to their kids in schools, and what their future looks like, according to the press release from Representative Stith's office. We need Wyoming solutions to Wyoming problems, said Representative Stith. This session, the legislature has seen a lot of bills that were not written in Wyoming. These nationally written bills often come with a one-size-fits-all approach that requires more vetting to ensure they solve Wyoming problems and not create problems, said Stith. Friday's deadline requires efficiency and effective debate to ensure the issues most important to Wyoming's people are heard and discussed, said Stith. It is the role of the leadership of the House of Representatives to ensure our limited time resources are not wasted on bills that represent bad policy for our citizens or duplicate bills that have already died. That is why we must focus on the bills that will move Wyoming forward, said Stith. Bills that are poorly written, negate local control, legislation that restricts the rights of people, duplicate bills or debate, or risk costly litigation financed by the state are not ready for the green books and will not be considered. Bills that remain in committee or the speaker's drawer will not be moved forward during the 67th legislative session. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.